Haskell, Battle Creek, Michigan, June 28, 1881. Dear Brother Haskell, I received a letter from your wife stating that you were in a very poor state of health. I am very sorry for this. I have felt fearful that you would go on and on without rest or recreation until it would come to this. I beg of you to stop now just where you are. Get away somewhere. Even if it is to Europe, but do not go to work. Go to rest. You must have it. Cannot you see that you are sinning against the Lord by your neglect to cherish the body that He has given you? Your labors will not tell with efficiency anywhere unless you have calmer nerves. You need them now, if ever. Will you refuse to attend one of these camp meetings? And will you work only when you have sufficient strength to work? I am feeling sad over many things. I think you and Elder Butler should have made more earnest efforts to have harmony between you and my husband. You knew his active mind. The more and longer this state of disunion continues, the less and less favorable for a union. I am sure Satan is well pleased over the state of things. But I will not say anything to afflict you. I was thinking of our camp meetings. You are wholly unprepared to attend them, and I am really somewhat afraid of Elder Canwright's position. The people everywhere are discouraged. I know that the tract and missionary work as a whole is of God. I also know that it is burdened with extra machinery which is wearing to the life and flesh. I think something might have been said and done by you both, Elder Haskell and Butler. I thought, had you sense of the harm which this disunion is creating, you would come together, talk things over, and pray over the matter, and have union come again. I believe the blessing of God would attend such an effort. That there is some unneeded stiffness on the part of you two men, I cannot deny. But after the Iowa meetings, I had little hope of union at the Wisconsin. I had less confidence at its close, far less. I cannot, as things are, do anything in camp meetings. I fear my husband might say something to make matters worse. As for Dr. Kellogg, I fully believe he is prompted by Satan, if ever a man was. He acts as all those in Battle Creek who have set in condemnation of my husband. They are tenfold worse in the very things they accuse him of than he has ever done. But I say, do, my brother, take care of yourself. Do not throw your life away, but preserve it to do service for God. Satan would triumph if you should become useless or die. Come to the law of God. Live in accordance with the laws of life and health. Be true to yourself. We must live, if we can, till we get over this hard testing, proving time. Then we shall see brighter days. I am now settled and have begun to complete Volume 4, Spirit of Prophecy. I have great freedom in writing and great freedom in speaking to the people. Do not be discouraged one bit. Trust in the Lord. All things will come out all right. We have had great power in speaking to the people at Battle Creek. I feel deeply over the backslidden state of the people. May the Lord help and strengthen and bless you is my prayer.